Hachette Audio presents When Paris Went Dark, The City of Light Under German Occupation, 1940 to 1944. Written by Ronald C. Rossbottom. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. For my wife, Betty, whose love and wisdom have sheltered and nurtured me since we first met at Mont-Saint-Michel many years ago, and for my dear son Michael and his loving wife Heidi, who gave us Edith and Griffin, truly grand children, with gratitude for their love and laughter, and for my brother Tim, and in memory of our brother, Steedy. Preface. Almost everything we know incompletely at best, and almost nothing we are told remains the same when retold. Janet Malcolm. My affection for and personal experience of Paris led me to wonder what it would have been like to live there under German occupation during the Second World War. I remember being an especially green and curious 20-year-old Alabaman walking along the Boulevard Saint-Germain on the left bank in the early 1960s. I noticed the evidence of the intense street battles that had briefly occurred in the Latin Quarter at the city's liberation in late August of 1944. I would look for traces of the impact made by shrapnel and bullets on the grand facades of those magnificent buildings that led up to the Boulevard Saint-Michel. Plaques on buildings all through the 5th and 6th arrondissement announced that some young man or other had died near that spot at the hand of retreating Germans.